masters of light. Breathe with me now. Masters of light, come forth in the fullness right now of your attention, in the purity right now of your intention. Masters of light, gather round as though this light configuration that we create, we co-create together, as though it is a beautiful flame. Remember that this exists, and so now draw in. Come forth, gather round this flame, because the flow has become a little more spacious, sparse-ish. Did you feel it this last week or so? So breathe yourself into this moment. We all reside here. The mighty pulse of the source of all light everywhere resides here, as do you. As a perfect spark of light from that source. We are all here, and there's no effort required in the connection, the reconnection. We will find how we fit together today, right now, in this moment, because it will be different from last week or last month. No effort required. Just let the human aspect breathe and sink. Let the shoulders drop with the breath. Let the ribcage expand and contract. As though we maybe drifted away just a little bit further from the fire, as it were. But that's all right, because this becomes a little moment of mastery training. How quickly can you find your way back? And the answer, of course, is, why, it's instantaneous. As soon as the thought, the intention arises, instantly you are taken, or you arise within that beautiful embrace of light and frequency and energy and patterns and potentials. That is us. That is all of us together. It is instantaneous. And then the body might need a few more minutes to land in that. That's all right. There are two main energies. One is kind of a flow of two energies. But there were two main energetic bundles that were arising for this touch-in point of right now, this moment. The first is ebb and flow. Being able to tune into that so that you can line up with your natural rhythm. There will be macrocosmic rhythms and momentums, such as times where we will say, maybe psychics, maybe astrologers, that from a number of different perceptual set points, ones are looking out and saying, wow, as we're in a tremendous flow of energy right now. There's cosmic waves pounding the planet. Or there are particular planetary configurations influencing, or this and that is happening in the collective, and therefore it is, yes, 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 all of those macrocosmic energies and patterns. The effect is absolutely, but it is possible that your own personal undulating rise and fall, specific to you, you might actually find that you are actually in an ebb. And to allow yourself to sink into that. Sink into the ebb if that is where you authentically are. As that is preparing you for the flow. And when it is flowing, the ebb assists in, as I said, preparing, perhaps literally resting and not even doing much. Not much is happening, not much is coming together. So that you can be ready to flow when it's flowing. And even in that ebb, though, I say ebb and flow because I feel like as a group we are almost in that, the dip that's starting to go up. So there are some who have come through your period of ebb, and now you're starting to flow. It's starting to flow. Things are starting to happen, come together, pop up, arise, potentials, possibilities, ideas, creative juices flowing. And some are more in an ebb. But you are actually integrating a tremendous amount. You are sifting through a tremendous amount. During this ebb. And so for you, external on that horizontal plane of your life needed to power down just a little bit. Because you are actually transmuting, dismantling, alchemizing a lot. Now, this brings us to the second part of this. What it feels like is present, whether in the ebb or the flow, wherever you are. Interestingly, what is coming up a lot is doubt. that interesting? Doubt. In large part, this is because, do you remember we've been talking so much, what's coming up so much about our ascension path now is the focus on the body. Not entirely, but it was just a huge part, a huge aspect, a significant aspect of our total being that was needing attention, awareness, assistance. So as those energies are arising on that plane, the horizontal plane, there are other aspects of self that they relate to. So clearing, most of us know this, clearing toxins, shifting the body releasing even old holding patterns and shifting into a little bit of a new alignment. Even at the smallest level, there's going to be a cascade of changes in information that's going to ripple out through the whole body, through the nervous system, the biochemistry, the neural net, the emotional body, the mental body. The doubt is, in part, it's the echoes of that. And it is as though we sit in the middle of a little bit of a sandstorm. We might even hear echoes, voices, as it were. This is assuming you haven't picked up any actual entities and stuff. Probably if you've been doing this long enough, you haven't, but meaning they will be echoes of past versions of yourself that you have transmuted, alchemized, vibrated yourself out of harmony with. But maybe on a denser level of self, things have shifted, opened up, you've integrated. And these are just, the Buddhists might call it the little hungry ghost aspect of that. And it swirls around you a little bit. Doubt. Hold your alignment. This is a part of the process. This is a part of the dismantling process. And we can see it as a bit of mastery training, an opportunity to demonstrate our mastery, our alignment. human aspect that doubts. We know this. It is the ego construct that is having aspects of it, the structure of it, shaved off bit by bit by bit. It is the older version of self that plugged in effortlessly into that lower third dimensional matrix. It is leaving. Again, this is just the echoes of that. Do not give it too much attention. I say too much because in that state of greater alignment, doesn't even have to be perfect alignment, of course, in that state of greater alignment, there is still the necessity to have your eyes open, as it were. Notice, discern, assert a boundary, perhaps be still until right action arises spontaneously. If right action is not spontaneously arising, is not immediately apparent, then no action is right action. Hold your alignment. And the light that you are will pour forth. The light that you are will form a coherent pattern in the field. And anything unlike that be transmuted. Give it time. As I said, a lot of this is happening again in that sort of, that kind of crunchy hinterland between third, fourth dimension and the fifth dimensional, the higher, all of that in there. So some of it is still, as I would say, subject to the laws of the third dimensional laws of physics. It's going to take time. It's going to take a process. There might be tears or days where you literally think, I don't know what the heck I'm doing here. I no longer know what I want. And that can be happening if you're in your personal momentum is in an ebb or a flow. Remember your path of light. of course, it's not this linear, but it's quite a galvanizing metaphor, so let's do it. Remember your path of light. The path of your soul's highest purpose. On this planet at this time. The path of your highest and purest alignment with Source. Remember this. Remember that your precious feet are magnetic to this path. There is no other path for you but this. And hallelujah for that. All right? In the third dimensional, from a third dimensional perspective, having no choice is like hell. But from a fifth dimensional perspective, having no choice is like grace. Oh, thank God. There's no other choice for me now but this. There's only this. There's only this alignment. There's only this, my commitment to this mission on this beautiful planet. There is only this blazing heart in the center of my being that is one with the source of all light everywhere. There is only that. Hallelujah. And this path of light, it is not a two-dimensional flat path that you're just walking on. That path of light looks psychically like as though it were a swath of northern lights. And you could walk exactly along it as though the northern lights were as though columns of shimmering light. A swath of light, and you walk in that. So meaning there's light all around you. The light blazes, or the path blazes with its own light. The path is you. You are the creator of the path. And with every step you take on that path, the beloved human aspect is enfolded by light. Light and potentials like jewels in the night sky. Light shimmers all around you, through the cells of the body. Filling the body with light. Awakening the memory of light in the last few little cells of your precious body that had not yet awakened to the memory of light. And there are so many of us on this path now. Together we walk. How wonderful to do this together. Breathing together. And remembering. Remembering the highest truth of our being. Say it now together. I am light. Oh yeah, you got it. Light, I am. Say it from the blazing ascension stargate of your heart now. I am light. Light, I am. Precious you are. How dearly loved you are. Feel that.